Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The guy you had wanted a week ago, Samaje Perine, who's apparently up for a potential trade opportunity, was just on the free agency thing. Cool. Back up. Good. Samaje Perine. It's hard to hate this move. It's a league minimum deal for a guy who can pass block on third down.
I'll be honest. I love it. You're right. I thought they were going to have to trade for him. They didn't have to even do that. So it's even better because they just got him, I'm assuming, on a vet minimum deal. And it's not official, so we don't know what the corresponding move is yet. They'll figure that out. But I think Samaje Perine is the McKinnon replacement. You know, it's also another veteran. We've talked about the unfortunate situation with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I told you, I'm fine with Carson Steele, of course, being the two, but I want some veteran presence as well to go with Pacheco if, in case there's other injuries, and I don't know if you can count on Clyde. This solves that a little bit. You want a third down back. And Samaje Perine last year, guys, was the fourth leading running back receiving-wise in football. Think about that. Like, that's a huge asset to have in an Andy Reid offense if they're in a two-minute drill and they got to quickly move down the field and they want a running back that can stay on the field, help pass protect, but also be a guy that's available to dump off in the flat and have success. Perine fits that. Pacheco slimmed down. He worked with a wide receiver coach. I think we'll see him, but it also changes my feeling on his role in the receiving game. I think Perine is going to take that role fully by the time the season gets going a little, maybe not week one, but this is a really good signing. As you said, you can't really hate this one. When you have a guy that had top five receiving yards of all running backs in football a year ago, and you got him essentially off the street.
I think it's Clyde insurance, and that's fine. Like, he might very well just take the job from Clyde. And then when they decide they want to get down to three backs instead of four, then they'll just have to make the decision going based on that. But this is Clyde Edwards-Helaire insurance. If Clyde was healthy, 100%, no questions, good to go, Clyde would be on this team and Samaje Perine wouldn't have been picked up. But if you've got some like massive expectations that Perine's going to have 1,100 yards from scrimmage, you're crazy. But he did have almost 700 last year because he's good in short yardage, catching passes in the short passing game. He had 455 yards receiving last year. He only had 287 the year before in Cincinnati, but they were using Joe Mixon a lot during that time. This is like the Jerick McKinnon one. He's a perfectly fine 28-year-old running back who was available on the street. This is exactly what we talked about doing to buy yourself Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
And basically half of his catches, so he had 50 catches, as you said, Cody, and for 455. Half of those, roughly 23, were for first downs. So third down back, can he get you an extra couple yards on a reception if the receivers are covered down the field? Can he be that safety valve as well? That's why it's great. So I don't know week one if he's going to have a huge role or not. You know, he's just jumping into the offense, but he's going to be a factor this year. I think we will be talking about him at some point this season. It comes up with a big time catch that leads to a 25-yard reception for a touchdown or sets him up. You know, it's a third and long and he has to dump it off on, whether it's a screen or otherwise. This is a really good signing, and Chiefs fans know him pretty well, as you said, not only because he was in Denver a year ago, but when he was with Cincy, there were some big third downs that were frustrating to watch because they would dump it off to P. Ryan and he'd find a way to get the extra 5 yards or whatever it was and convert and move the change for Joe Burrow and company. So
same thing really applies, right? You just need another guy because the short passing game should exist again, just like it did last year, but it should be more successful. There's no reason why the running back screen game, the running back short passing game, the 5 yard, and then just go run the extra three you need for the first down. All of those should be more in play than they've been for years. Because for the last two seasons, people have been standing pretty much on top of Patrick Mahomes, and you can't blame them. They've had no threat to go deep. It wasn't real. No one took it serious. And in truth, they shouldn't have. It wasn't a good deep passing game. So if they are actually successful at passing it down there to Xavier Worthy, getting the ball down there to Hollywood Brown when he's healthy, well, then we're probably going to be looking at a different version of the offense that could actually utilize running backs again. What a crazy concept. This is the other reason why I'm like, for fantasy purposes, I feel good about Pacheco's season.
See, I think this signing hurts him a little bit in fantasy, though, because he's going to lose out on some of the receiving yards if we're just talking fantasy football-wise.
Sure. Yeah, especially in a PPR league, it probably dings him a little bit. Because the other part of this is like, now what's Carson Steele's role? I mean, he's just, I think this works the same way it did with Clyde. It's one of them's going to be an inactive. So Samaje Perine or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they're going to be a game day inactive. There'll be four on the roster.
Week one, I'm guessing Clyde will be active and Perine may not because he just joined, unless there's the health issues going on with Clyde.
But one of those guys will be in there. But having watched the Chiefs running game with Pacheco for a few years now, it's fairly simple. Let's say they get 10 offensive drives in a season, in a game. Eight of those offensive drives are all Isaiah Pacheco, except for on third down, they sprinkle in the third guy, either Clyde or Samaje Perine. And then two of those drives are just full. We're giving Pacheco the old break, and Carson Steele gets those. That's how I actually think they'll utilize
the
running
backs. They've
kind
of done that before,
And the same thing. On third down, Carson Steele will come off the field. Perine or Clyde Edwards-Helaire will come in. On third down, Pacheco sometimes will stay on the field. Sometimes he'll give a fresh back, and they'll just kind of mix and match based on that. It seems like a really decent group because Pacheco's one of the 10 best backs in the league based on performance right now anyway. Yeah. So you just need a little help.
And some people are like, oh, the Broncos were never going to trade, you know, P. Ryan to the Chiefs. They didn't even have to worry about it. He got cut, and the Chiefs picked him up right away.
And they like their guys. I think it's they like Estime, right, and they like Jaleel McLaughlin.
McLaughlin's their receiving back in Denver, yeah.
And so they just had some guys that made it easier to move on from a guy like Samaje Perine, which is fine. Good. Their loss is our gain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.